Megan, when you were a kid, did you have an imaginary friend?
I had many imaginary friends. I threw entire imaginary friend parties. I would have all of my imaginary friends line up at the door and then ring the doorbell and make my mom answer the door for my imaginary friends. She got sick of that pretty darn quick.
That's pretty funny. See, I will say this. I mean, I wasn't sure before I asked you this. I wasn't sure if you had imaginary friends or not, because I don't remember having imaginary friends because I hung out with my brothers. And I know you have a lot of siblings. I just hung out with my brothers, and those were the most of my activities involved doing stuff with them. And so I guess I didn't create imaginary friends.
Well, at one point, my imaginary friends helped me plot to, get rid of my older brother when he was not being nice to me. So they can be useful for that as well. But we've also got Clara, my daughter, here. And Clara, I remember when you had imaginary friends. Do you remember them?
Yeah.
Do you still have imaginary friends?
No.
How long ago did you lose the imaginary friends?
It got to the certain point when I was just like, you know what? They're all going to move out.
They're all going to move out? So they went somewhere?
Yeah.
Did you have an imaginary friend breakup? Did you like write them a letter and say,
did you tell them they had to go?
It's not you.
They just moved out.
So they live somewhere else now?
Yeah.
Do you have any idea where they went?
No, not really.
Do you remember how many you had at any given point?
I don't have any idea. I just remember I had one named like Queen Isabel or something like that. And then I had one named Seahorse.
Seahorse? And was Seahorse a human or a seahorse?
It was a seahorse.
Was it a half human, half seahorse, or just straight up seahorse?
It was a seahorse.
Okay.
Yeah, Claire, you were always more into animals. Yeah. I remember the game that you used to always want to play with me was pretend I'm an animal rescue. Remember the animal shelter?
I remember that. You would be like working on your bed.
Yeah. And then you'd say, pretend I'm a puppy, but I need you to come adopt me. And then I'd have to pick which puppy I wanted. And I'd always have to pretend like I saw other puppies. And then I'd pick Clara. And then she would be. So you were always animal focused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Now, your birthday was just the other day. Now, did you get any presents from your old imaginary friends? Did they like send you a letter and say, hey, I know we broke up, but I still thought, you know, I'd celebrate your birthday.
I kind of wish that I did, but
no, they haven't been in touch.
No,
maybe they're lost in the imaginary post office.
Well, they probably found themselves a new imaginary. They probably found themselves a new girl to hang out with. So you can feel good about that. Your imaginary friends all went and found somebody else, I think.
Yeah.
Or they're living on their imaginary friend's couch.
Yeah, or they're living in an imaginary cardboard box. Well, it's just got really dark.
It could be. Well, we'd love to know. Give us a call, 934-9830. We'd love to know if you or your kids have ever had imaginary friends. We'd love to hear from you.
98.3 The Coast.
So I'm here today with my daughter, Clara, who is 9. And we're talking about imaginary friends. Johnny had none. I find that very sad.
I will say this. I would have to ask my mom.
She might remember.
She might remember, but from what I remember from like age 4 on, I don't think that I had imaginary friends. I may be wrong, but I don't think I did.
So, Clara, I have some questions, some more specific questions about you. Because you told us that you had one named Queen Isabel. You didn't tell me what she was. Was she an animal? Or
no,
she a human?
She was
a human. And then a seahorse.
No, she was like a mutant.
A mutant? Thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, you had interesting imaginary friends. So
they're
did you have
aliens.
Were any of your was any of them your best friend? Your best imaginary friend?
Seahorse was the only one with the name, and also Queen Isabel, so.
Okay. So the rest of them is just like a bunch just random collection of
they were just like extras.
They were
extras. So they were like the person that's never has a speaking part, but they're always there.
In the movie of Clara's life, they were the extras.
Yeah. If I like lost one, they would have to like register and I would name them.
Wow.
You really had a system.
You had an imaginary friend registration?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, why not?
Do they have social security numbers too? Do they pay taxes?
I didn't know what that was at
the time.
Well, they have back taxes now.
So it sounds kind of recent. Like you have a really good memory of this. Was this long? How old do you think you were when they all moved out?
I don't know.
Like maybe 6?
I think I was about 5 or 6. Yeah.
When they all moved out. So prime time for you and your imaginary friend posse, which sounds like it was like a posse.
Right, yeah.
It was like 5, 6 years old, maybe?
It was like your entourage.
Yeah.
Wow.
So let me ask you this, and this is probably, maybe, I'm not sure if you'll remember. Do you remember why you had imaginary friends?
Well, I think Ruby brought it up for me, and then
okay. So Ruby, your cousin, yeah,
yeah, and then I was just like, oh, that seems cool.
So then you did,
yeah,
yeah,
and they just moved in.
They just moved in. I love that you talk about them moving in and then moving out. Like there was a day.
And being registered and all that. This is a pretty intricate thing.
They went in and they're like, oh, this is pretty cool. And then they were like, yeah, I'm leaving.
Oh,
well,
wow.
Maybe they sensed that you were getting older and you were becoming boring to them or something.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you still stay in contact with them? Because now you guys are making this sound so cool that now, even though I'm 30, I think it's time I have imaginary friends of my own.
Is it too late for Johnny?
Well, do you want any imaginary friends?
I don't know. I mean, I got a lot of free. I don't really have a lot of free time on my hands. But I mean, if you know, I'm just hanging out at work. Even I wouldn't mind having an imaginary friend in here because your mom leaves by the time the show's over.
Yeah, he doesn't have anyone to hang out with.
Oh,
so
that's sad.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe
it is. Sad.
Just
I have a very
get
sad
an imaginary
life.
Friend.
Maybe they'll just move in.
They'll just move. If you want one, they'll just come.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't know that's how it worked. I forgot.
I didn't know that. So wow. I'm excited. I might have an imaginary friend. So,
but you have to register them. So.
Oh, do I have to register them through you or the imaginary friend registration?
If you want an imaginary friend, you have to go through me. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, once I get one, I'll be sure to put in the paperwork. give us a call, 934-9830. Did you ever have an imaginary friend? Megan, by the way, did you still have yours?
I have not seen mine in a while. I guess they moved out.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah. Are they registered?
I didn't know that was a thing. They're illegal.
You better get with your daughter on this. But give us a call, 934-9830. 98.5.